In September 2009, while I was driving back to Manila through the road of Calabarzon from a speaking engagement po sa Ibaan, Batangas, kung kayo ay taga-Ibaan, meron po tayo pagkakataon na mag-serve doon at maglingkod ng salita ng Diyos. While I was cruising yung 42-kilometer na road, napansin ko po na parang ang lakas ng hangin. Kasi napapansin ko dahil yung mga puno sa gilid ng highway ay parang halos nakagilid na at parang iaangat na ng hangin. Naging conscious din ako sa aking pagmamaneho dahil nararamdaman ko na parang umuuga na yung sasakyan. In fear na baka tumaob yung sasakyan, binagalang ko. So the first thing that came to my mind, may bagyo ba? So I turned on the radio at lahat ng lipatang kong stasyon sa radyo ay nakatutok nga sa bagyo na nandoon noong time na yon. At ito yung mga naririnig ko sa mga balita. Mga sasakyan, stranded sa traffic. Tapos nilipat ko ulit. Pagkalipat, nagliliparan ng mga billboard sa EDSA. Ano ba matindi itong bagyo na to? Nilipat ko ulit. Mga poste ng kuryente nagtatauban. At sa isang stasyon, na paglipat ko, mayroon isang reporter na sumisigaw. At sinabi niyang, lubog na ang tubig! Lubog na ang tubig ng baha ng Marikina! Kainta! Taytay! Humihingi kami ng shhh! White noise. Lahat ng stasyon na lipatan ko, ay ganon, wala. So I assume na matindi itong bagyo na ito. I assume na wala ng kuryente, probably sa iba't ibang klaseng syudad ng Metro Manila. Ang akala ng karamihan ay ordinaryong bagyo ang tumama. Pero, according sa international name, ang pangalan po ng bagyo na ito ay Typhoon Ketsana o mas kilala sa pangalang Ondoy. Ondoy was the second most devastating cyclone sa Pacific in 2009. Nag-iwan ito ng $1.9 billion of damages and 747 ang buhay ang nabawi. At itong bagyo na to ay tumagal ng 6 na araw. Nung huminto yung ulan at humupa yung baha, our church back then where I was serving had met together and started visiting yung mga members in order to serve them by providing supplies, food, and even shelter. Noong time na yun, everywhere we go, in Marikina, Pasig City, Cainta, Taytay, there was devastation everywhere. People lost their homes, their cars, their businesses, even loved ones. The recovery process ng city took months and even to some areas, years. Dahil sa sobrang dami na apektuhan, hindi lahat nabibigyan ng tulong ng gobyerno. And many of them sinasabi may certain strategical area na kailangan unahin muna yon. So the rest of the city waited and waited and they waited for supplies and help to come. At sa mga nag-aantay, they were crying. People were crying, hanggang kailan kami mag-aantay? Hanggang kailan kami magdudusa dito? Wala na kaming bahay, wala na kaming pangkabuhayan. Nawawala ang mga mahal namin sa buhay. Hindi na namin alam ang aming gagawin. Hindi na namin kaya. People were devastated, horrified, depressed, angry, and were in despair as they waited and waited and waited for the aid that the government promised them to supply. David, the composer of Psalm 13, echoes similar cries of horror, devastation, suffering, and despair as he waited for the Lord's aid. And so this psalm that we're going to study this afternoon is called a psalm of lament, an individual lament. Ang lament psalm is an expression of intense grief and sorrow before God, and such is Psalm chapter 13. Bagamat hindi natin alam kung nasaan si David dito, kung ano nangyayari kasalukuyan sa kanyang buhay, dahil hindi po na-provide ng passage yung details noon. Pero mapapansin po natin na yung tono ng passage na ito ay mayroon siyang kinakaharap na malaking sirkumstansya sa kanyang buhay at matagal na niyang inaantay ang deliverance na nagmumula sa Panginoon. Friends, how about you? Maring wala kayong bagyong, maring walang bagyo na nagbabadya sa buhay ninyo ngayon. But maybe you are overwhelmed by the devastating effects of the circumstances that you are facing right now. It could be that you lost a job. For those of us na taga dito sa Dubai, if you lost a job, that is truly devastating, knowing na maraming umaasa sa ating sweldo, knowing that we are paying liabilities, and just the thought of losing our jobs sometime really is very devastating sa ating nararamdaman. Or maybe you're here today and you have a terminal illness o terminal na karamdaman. O maring hindi ikaw, it's someone you love who is in terminal illness. Na kung saan lahat na ng gamot, lahat na ng doktor ay pinuntahan, binili, pero still hindi alam kung paano re-resolbahin ang iyong karamdaman. Maybe it's marital issues na matagal nyo nang hindi maayos at konting masabi lang na isang salita nagsaspark kagad ang gulo at lahat naging historical na. Lahat ng mga napag-usapan ng nakaraan, hinuhugot at binabalik, and from there, mahaba ang away, samantalang nagtanong lang naman kung may sinaing. Doon lang nagsimula. Or maybe you've been waiting for such a long time for that special loved one to come. And still, here you are waiting. Or maybe it's that pregnancy that you're trying to have. Or a sin struggle that keeps coming back sa life mo. Na parang sinuka mo na, pero binabalik-balikan mo pa rin yung sinuka mo. Or it could be a person who has abused you, left you, betrayed you, someone who unjustly accused you of wrongdoing and slanders behind your back. And you have been waiting and waiting and waiting and still nothing. How long, O Lord? How long? Hanggang kailan kami mag-aantay? You're discouraged, you're disappointed, you're angry, and you're just sad. Friends, what do you do when you face afflictions that you have been praying for a long time that the Lord would take away? And it seems that God has been silent. My prayer this afternoon is that though we are deep in our sufferings, we will be confident that God is in the midst of it and that we must learn to trust Him. Since God is in the midst of our sufferings, we must trust and rejoice in Him. Since God is in the midst of our suffering, we must trust and rejoice in Him. This is a short passage, 6 verses, and we have divided it into 3 sections or 3 headings. Number 1, the cry of the desperate, verses 1 to 2. Number 2, the call of deliverance, verses 3 to 4. And number 5, the confidence in the deliverer, verses 5 to 6. Number 1, the cry of the desperate. Look at verse 1 and 2. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? How long? So verses 1 to 2, 4 beses po binanggit ni David sa kanyang iyak ang how long. Again, we know if there is repetition, there is emphasis. And the emphasis is despair. Results to despair. Hanggang kailan? This gives us an idea kung gaano katagal at gaano katindi ang kabigatan na hinaharap ng mamang ito. He has been waiting for the Lord's rescue, relief, and rest from all of the circumstances na nangyayari sa kanyang buhay. And so he has been expressing desperate cries to the Lord. Now, kailangan po natin maunawaan na when we are reading the Psalms o mga awit, kadalasan ng psalmist ay gumagamit ng poetic at metaphoric languages. Ang dahilan po kung bakit nila ginagawa yun is to provide a vivid description on what the psalmist experiences and feels. So we should not take some of them literally because it's poetic. Ito po ang ginagawa ni David sa Psalm 13. Ang pagtatanong ni David sa Panginoon ay hindi po katanungan na nag-aantay ng sagot in order to satisfy his curiosity. Ito'y katanungan na kung saan pinahayag niya ang matinding pahihinakit at kalungkutan na nasa sa loobin niya. And he was expressing deep sorrow. Ito mga katanungan na ito ay hindi thoughtless, random questions that we ask kapag natataranta na tayo. Nope. These were all well-meditated questions. Questions of the heart that are causing David to become anxious. His questions were specifically directed to individuals. Three, if I may be specific. Number one, the first questions of verse 1 was directed to God. Look at verse 1. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? Will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? Sa bigat ang taga at tagal ng suliranin na hinahanap ni David, ang pumapasok sa isip niya ay baka kinalimutan na ako ng Panginoon. Baka tinaguan na ako ng Panginoon sa hinaharap kong ito. David enjoys his intimate relationship with God. And in this specific circumstance, he felt the absence of God. He felt na tila baga malamig ang Panginoon sa kanyang relasyon. Now, ano ibig sabihin ng the Lord forgot David? Or the Lord hid his face from David? Ano ibig sabihin ng metaphoric or mga images na ito? Now, hindi po nangangahulugan na hindi matandaan ng Panginoon si David because we know that God is omniscient or all-knowing. So malabo po yung ibig sabihin na yun. O kaya naman ay literal na tinataguan ng Panginoon si David. No. Sa Old Testament po, for God to forget or hide His face from someone means to remove His favor. It means to remove His blessing from this person and to show His displeasure to him. It is an act of discipline. It is an act of judgment. Gaya po sa Exodus chapter 32. You don't need to go there. You can write it down. When God's people committed an act of idolatry by creating the golden calf, God intends to judge yung sambayanan ng Israel. Pero anong sinabi ni Moses sa verse 13 ng Exodus 32? He said, Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. You swore to them by yourself and declare, I will make your offsprings as numerous as the stars. So he reminds God of his oath. Ganun din sa Micah chapter 3. Binalaan ng propeta Micah ang mga Israelita dahil sa mga wickedness na patuloy po nila ginagawa. At ito ang sinabi ng propeta sa verse 4 ng Micah 3. The Lord will not answer them, or yung Israelites. He will hide his face from them at that time because of the crimes they have committed. So with those imageries, anong ibig sabihin nito kay David? For God to forget David or to hide his face from David means that he has removed his favor. He has removed his blessings from him. Na ipinapakita at pinararamdam ng Panginoon ang displeasure, ang discipline, and even yung judgment niya kay David. And because of that, nangamba si David. Kasi hindi siya sanay ng ganong klaseng katahimikan sa Panginoon. Hindi siya sanay na ganon ang relasyon ng Panginoon sa kanya. And so he asked. Nangamba po siya. He wants to be remembered by God. He doesn't want God to turn his face away from him. That's why he is That's why isang malaking concern kay David to. He misses the intimate relationship that he has experienced from God. That's why David cries in desperation. David cries na kung saan nagpapanik siya. Ano nangyayari, Panginoon? Friends, in your current circumstances right now, do you feel that God is far away from you? If you feel that God is far away from you, my question is, does this trouble you? If this doesn't trouble you, could it be that you have distanced yourself from God because of sin? Second question was directed to himself. Look at verse 2, first part of verse 2. How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? Sa NIV, ito po ang pagkakabasa niya. How long shall I wrestle my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? Since wala siyang natanggap na sagot sa Panginoon, David finds himself in a very, very dangerous situation. Now, bakit po dangerous? In short, since wala siyang makuhang sagot sa Panginoon, he now was looking to himself for answers sa kanyang sitwasyon. This can be good or not so good. Because his suffering was intense and God doesn't seem to be answering, he was tempted to think of other ways to find relief from his difficulty and pain. Nagsimula na siyang tumingin sa sarili niya at sa ibang mga forms of deliverances. Kung ano na pumasok sa isip ni David na solusyon, kinakain na siya ng takot at pangangamba. Nagkaroon na nga ng kalituhan kung ano ang kanyang gagawin. He was overwhelmed with the current circumstances he's at. And maybe in his thoughts, maybe ay natutokso na siyang magkasala. Friends, because of the overwhelming circumstances you are at right now, are you tempted to find solutions apart from God? Third question was directed to his enemies. Second part ng verse 2. How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? These are not figurative enemies. These are physical enemies. These are real enemies of David. He's king, so marami siyang kaaway. Many seek his crown. Many seek his downfall. Many seek his demise. And they seem to be succeeding. Kasi nakalagay sa verse. My enemy be exalted over me. These are real threats in his life and they are causing him to be anxious. He's experiencing intense pressure from his enemies. We don't know if it's verbal slander or public humiliation or these enemies are pursuing him. They wanted to kill him. Mga kaibigan, what pressures are you facing in your life that's causing you to be anxious right now? You may not have physical enemies, pareho ni David, that is looking to kill you. But you are probably experiencing intense pressures and threats of many kinds every day for a long time. Maaring yung karamdaman na matagal mo nang iniinda. Umaaring ito yung gossiping colleague mo na matagal ka nang pinagchichismisan. Inaantay lagi na magkamali ka para may mapagkwentuhan. Or baka naman ito yung imposible mong boss na walang consideration. Could it be your apathetic spouse who neglects you? Or a rebellious child na patuloy na nagre-rebelde sa'yo? Or yung mga payables natin that seem to never end. And you become anxious and weary, and then you desperately cry, how long, O Lord? David expresses desperate cries to the Lord. Alam niyo po, we can learn something from David in this area. David is teaching us to what to do when we do not know what to do. Okay, yun yung kalagayan. When we can learn to bring our fears and tears to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord when we are confused. We must come to the point that we must desperately come out to the Lord. We must come to the point na desperado na tayo, kasi kung hindi tayo darating sa point na desperado tayo, hindi natin hihingan ng tulong ang Panginoon. We have a tendency to think, na kaya ko pa. Okay pa ako. Lalabanan ko pa to. And slowly nakikita mo na nagkakagulo na. We must learn to lament. It's okay to lament. It's okay to express grief and sorrow. Express grief and sorrow to one another and express grief and sorrow to God. British Old Testament scholar Derek Kidner mentions in his commentary to Psalms that the very presence of lament in Scripture is a witness to God's understanding. God knows how we speak when we are desperate. End quote. Friends, in the midst of suffering, how are you expressing your sorrow and grief? Do you express it by denying its reality? By drowning yourself with work? Do you express it through excessive eating or excessive drinking of alcohol, thinking na para makalimutan ko ito or it makes me happy? Do you express it by taking drugs or cutting yourself? Sex. Do we express it only to people who you know will tolerate your sins? Friends, we must learn to express our sorrow and grief to the Lord. Why? Because He understands. Maybe you're here, you're saying, walang nakakaintindi sa akin, Pastor. Walang nakakaintindi. That could be true. But your Creator does. He cares. He knows. He is listening. He is near. He is nearer than you think, kasi He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross to bring us closer to God. May mga ilang bagay na pwede nating matutunan pagdating sa suffering. If you're here today and you've been suffering really long and you're really suffering really hard, let me give you 4 things to understand about suffering. There could be more. Because of time, we can't do it. We're just giving you 4. 1, suffering is meant to teach us to depend on God. It is meant to teach us to depend on God. If masagana tayo, if marami tayong pera, if malakas tayo, if tayo ay nasa peak ng ating career, ng ating kabataan, there is a tendency sa ating puso to be the gods of our lives and I do not need anyone. And sometimes God humbles us. In order us to see na apart from Him, we cannot do anything. Friends, if you're suffering right now, depend on God. Huwag mo na takbuhan yung mga ibang iniisip mong paraan para masuportahan ka, matulungan ka, o mabigyan ka ng kaligtasan. Depend on God alone. 2, suffering is meant to prepare us for heaven. Suffering is meant to prepare us from heaven. Sometimes, yung mga pinagdadaanan natin, sakit, hagupit ng bagyo ng buhay, makes this world really unattractive. We start to understand that the way we talk, the way we live, the way we make decisions, ay parang hindi tayo taga rito. And because we are different, Christians are different, the world hates it. And we become persecuted. This is a good reminder, friends, that hindi dito ang inyong ultimate natirahan. Your ultimate citizenship is not in the Philippines or any parts of the world or here in Dubai. Your citizenship, if you are in Christ, is heaven bound. You are citizens of heaven. Suffering makes this world unappealing and makes the presence of God more attractive. Third, suffering is meant to be expressed, and such is yung ginagawa natin sa Psalm 13. Hindi po siya tinatago, kinikimkim. Ang sama ng loob pag kinimkim, maniwala po kasi you can only do that for a time. Pag parang lobo yan, ang hinihipan mo, at pag dumating na sa point na hindi na makontain yung hangin, boom! Puputok po yan. Maybe this past days ay na-experience ng asawa mo yung pagkaputok ng iyong galit dahil sa pagkikimkim mo. Suffering is there to be expressed. Of course, expressed to the right people. Fourth, and the right God. Fourth, suffering is meant for the good of others. Here's the beauty of community, especially in the local church. God is the God of comfort. At makikita po natin sa 2 Corinthians that God comforts us so that we may be comforted, so that we may able to comfort others. God did not comfort you to be just comforted. He comforts you in order to comfort others. Maybe meron ka pinagdadaanan ngayon na suffering at hindi mo maintindihan kung bakit. And right now, you're relying on God. You're tasting the sweetness of God's grace in the midst of this suffering. And one day, maybe siguro, iaahon ka ng Panginoon sa kahirapan na ito. And you ask, bakit kaya Lord na pinagdaanan mo ako sa ganitong klaseng suffering? Ha, maybe one day God will introduce ang kapatiran natin who is going into a similar situation and you would be the best counselor to comfort that person with God's word and experience. Suffering is meant for the good of others. Mga kaibigan, hindi mo kailangan sarilihin ang iyong pinagdadaanan. God has graced us with a community of believers here at Crossroads. A community of believers who will share the load with you. Maybe nandito ka ngayon at napakabigat na niyan, and you're still trying to put up a good smile, pretending that everything is okay. And we want to practice knowing how to practice how to lament well. This church, you can be true. You can be real. You can share. If you're here today and if you're going through such difficulty and you have no one to talk to because of rejection, yung fear ng rejection, or maybe it's because of fear that you would be ridiculed or they would think something different of you, please approach me, approach the elders, and we would like to speak and pray for you. Paul mentions this in Galatians chapter 1, verse 2. Carry one another's burden. This is not an encouragement. This is a command sa magkakapatiran sa Panginoon. Number two, David, from crying to the Lord in desperation, now calls to the Lord for deliverance. The call for deliverance. Look at verse 3. Consider and answer me, O Lord my God, light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. David, from asking God about his involvement, is now asking God to deliver him from his suffering. He's asking God to grant him relief from pain. He's saying, Lord, consider me. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Turn your face back to me. Remember me. Answer my question. Lord, end this silence. Hindi ko kaya na tahimika. Lord, restore back to me the light and life and your favor and joy. Lord, listen to me. He needs God to move. He's saying, Lord, pakinggan mo ako. Tulungan mo ako. Don't turn your face away from me. I need you, Lord, to respond. If not, Lord, I will die. According to verse 3. Sinabi rin dito, light up my eyes. He's asking God to help him see rightly. Bakit? Dahil gaya na nabanggit natin sa first point kanina, he is looking into himself for answers. Na kung saan delikado yon, dahil nga may tendency tayo kumuha ng relief sa mga makamundong kapamamaraanan. And so he asked God to open his eyes. He is praying that God would grant him to see his circumstances through the eyes of faith. Because by seeing through the eyes of faith, it allows him to see God's goodness in a hopeless situation. He's saying, Lord, enlighten my eyes. Because all I'm seeing right now is devastation. Kahit may blessing na dumarating, I still see things in a negative light. Give me eyes to see that I would give hope na makafocus ako sa inyo. I need insight in this situation. In short, he's praying, Lord, give me wisdom. Pag tayo po ay punong-puno na ng kabigatan, ang first thing na nangyayari sa atin is parang naka-cloud yung ating reasoning kasi masyado nang apektado ng pangyayari sa ating kapaligiran o maybe yung emotions natin ay masyadong taas, wala na tayong pinakikinggan. So the first thing that we must do is ask the Lord for wisdom. You know, we all have questions like this, pareho ni David. We need God to open our eyes, to see Him, and to know what He was doing more clearly. There are times that if we don't have insight, we don't have wisdom. And if we feel that we might not, and if we feel that we might not make it through, it's because, well, hindi natin alam kung anong ginagawa natin. He's saying, Lord, I don't know if I can make it without you. Lord, change the situation. Have you prayed for that? Lord, change the situation. Can I ask you to pray this as well? Lord, in this situation, change me. Kanina si John Maynes, binasa sa atin yung James chapter 5, verses 1 to 12, where James says, if you lack wisdom, we should ask God who gives generously. Mga kaibigan, sa lahat ng pinagdadaanan mong kabigatan ngayong oras na ito, do you need wisdom? Where do you go for wisdom? Do you think it's time for you to consult your elders or elders of this church sa pinagdadaanan mo? Maybe some of you are saying, Pastor, nahihiya po ako eh. Hindi, Pastor, kaya ko pa ito. Alam ko okay pa ako, malakas pa ako eh. Kaya naman, Pastor, tsaka na pag medyo crisis na. Friends, if you are already suffering, if your families are already suffering, at hindi ka pa din humihingi ng tulong, hindi po kaya pride na nangingibabaw sa puso mo? Tignan po ninyo ang prayer ni David. Tignan po ninyo kung gaano ka-deep ang dependence niya sa Panginoon sa verse 4. O Lord, lest my enemies say, I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. David knew if the Lord will not deliver him from his enemies, he will die. Ganun na lang ka-dependent ang mamang ito. The Lord's enemies will succeed. At kapag nag-succeed, ang enemies ni David, syempre ang enemies ni David, enemies din ng Panginoon, they will rejoice. His prayer was so dependent sa Panginoon na he is bound to fail apart from God's intervention. A couple of applications that I want to give sa part na to. First of all, when you pray to God in times of suffering, pray desperately. Pray desperately. Pray desperate prayers. Pray especially in hard times. Because during dark days, we are tempted to give up. Dalawang bagay na pwede natin gawin. We're tempted to give up and give in. Give up saan? If we're overwhelmed with concerns, we give up. We give up ano? We give up yung Bible studies natin. We give up yung prayer time natin. We give up reading God's word. We give up going to church. We give up opening our lives to others. And ultimately, we give up God. If we don't pray desperate prayers,
we can easily give up.
Ayoko na. Mga ipokrito yung mga nasa church na yan. Walang nakakaintindi talaga sa akin.
But have you opened yourself to the church?
Second, no, before we go to the second part, let me stress something pagdating naman sa pagdating sa giving up. We give up. From giving up, we now move to giving in. If we don't pray desperate prayers, we give in saan? We give in to sinful escapes. We give in to sinful escapes or sinful deliverances. We look for other means of deliverances beside the Lord. Listen, our idols are always ready to present themselves to us as attractive deliverances in moments of weaknesses. Let me read that again. Our idols are always ready to present themselves to us as attractive deliverances in moments of weakness.
Kapag hindi tayo tatakbo sa Panginoon, may maghahabol sa iyo ang kaaway at the same time, yung mga Diyos-Diyosa natin sa ating buhay. Wala pala ang Panginoon eh. Dapat sundin ko na itong diskarte ko.
Let us run to our ultimate deliverer. Let us ultimately run to the throne of grace where we will receive mercy and help in times of need. Hebrews chapter 4, 14 to 16. Jesus, our high priest. Pray desperate prayers. Second, pray honest prayers. Pray honest prayers. Yung mga totoong panalangin. At may fake ba na panalangin? Well, let me explain. When David cried out to the Lord in desperation, in-expose niya ang kanyang puso. In-expose niya ang kanyang puso sa Panginoon. Lahat ng takot, lahat ng anxieties, lahat ng concerns, sinabi niya lahat ito sa Panginoon. Hindi, alam mo, hindi ho natural sa atin yun eh. Hindi natural sa atin na magsabi ng ganoon, na mag-express boldly sa Panginoon yung nararamdaman natin sa Kanya at sa sitwasyon. Mari kasi iniisip natin, nako, irreverent naman yun kung magpe-pray ako ng ganoon, pastor, na nagtatanong ako kung bakit pa rin, parang baka kay David lang yun kasi he's a man after God's own heart. No. That's why we're studying this, because this lamental prayer is for us as well. We should never be angry with God, but we should always tell Him if we are. A quote from John Piper. We should never be angry with God, but we should always tell Him if we are.
Wala tayong karapatan magalit at magrebelde sa Panginoon. Tama po yun. Ang ating tagapaglikha, ang ating tagapagligtas na kung saan sovereign over all ay hindi dapat nakakatanggap sa atin ng mga karebeldehan na ganon. Ngunit, kung nararamdaman na natin ang galit o tampo, ika nga sa ating mga Pinoy, sa puso natin sa Kanya, hindi naman natin pwede siguro i-ignore yon. Kung nararamdaman natin, hindi ba, na may tampo ka sa Panginoon, na may galit ka sa Panginoon, pag ganun po nararamdaman mo, ilapit na natin sa Panginoon. Lord, nagagalit ako. Lord, may tampo ako sa inyo. Bakit hindi mo babanggitin sa panalangin yan? Ay nakikita ng Panginoon ang puso mo. Hindi mo pa sabihin. Ilapit natin sa Kanya kung may galit tayo sa ibang tao. Ilapit natin sa Kanya kung tayo ay disappointed with someone sa trabaho. Ilapit natin sa Panginoon kung tayo po ay disappointed sa isang church member. Ilapit and tell Him if you are discontent with your work. Tell Him if you're discontent with the things that we do in church. Tell Him that you are frustrated with your limitations and weaknesses. Tell Him that you are discontent with the way you look. Sabihin mo sa Kanya, Lord, nagkamali ka ata ng gawa sa akin eh. Ang ina-expect ko, ganito itsura ko eh. Tall, dark. Mukhang nakuha ko yon. Kaso yung huli, handsama. Hindi handsome, handsama. Kailangan po natin maunawa na lahat tayo ay dumadaan sa ganitong klaseng pakiramdam. Hindi lang ikaw. Ultimo ang manunulat ng psalm na ito ay ganun ang kanyang nararamdaman.
Remember, David is the man who killed Goliath. David is the one He's the man after God's own heart. All men and women of faith struggle in their faith in God, and all come to a point of weakness and become honest sa Panginoon. We should have honest prayers. Lord, I'm desperate. I need you to show up, please. Lord, hindi ko alam kung kaya ko pa ituloy itong relasyon namin mag-asawa. Lord, hindi ko alam kung nabibigyan mo ba talaga ng linaw itong yung kalagayan ko na to. Alam mo ba ang iyong ginagawa? Ask Him to stir your hearts towards Him. Ask Him to focus our eyes on Him and His deliverance. As David goes through what seems like a prolonged suffering, he cries to the Lord in desperate prayers. Then he calls to the Lord for deliverance. And now his eyes are fixed on the Lord. As we look at our last part, number 3, the confidence in the deliverer. Verse 5 and 6. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. So verse 5 started with a conjunction but, which signifies a change of tone or a change of perspective ng Psalter. No, bakit? Kasi from desperate calls and pleas, all of a sudden parang naging positive yung part na ito. Yung tone niya nagbago from despair to faith. Despite all of what's going on in David's life, he has made a commitment, a choice to trust in God's steadfast love. God's steadfast love means God's unfailing love. God's unfailing love towards his people. All throughout the Old Testament, you will see God's unfailing love sa kanyang mga anak na Israelites. Ito ang pag-ibig ng Diyos ng tipan. Ito ang pag-ibig ng Diyos ng covenant. Na kapag nilagay niya ang kanyang pagmamahal sa inyo, hindi niya ito titigilan na mahalin. Napakaganda, no? Hindi tayo tatantanan ng pag-ibig ng Diyos. Napakadaming bagay na nangyayari sa buhay ni David na hindi niya lubusan maunawaan. Pero bumalik siya sa isang bagay na kung saan alam na alam niya. At ano yung bagay na alam na alam niya? Na hindi magbabago ang pagmamahal ng Panginoon sa kanya. Na kung saan may kasiguriduhan ang kaligtasan ng kanyang mga anak. Friends, God's steadfast love is tied to His character. His love is meant for us to rest our lives upon it. Human love fails. That's the sad truth. Most of you experience that. Human love fails. Our love fails. Even our love for ourselves fails. Our love always gravitates towards the passions of this world, which destroys us and dishonors God. God, in His loving kindness, allows us to go through hard and long circumstances in order to expose the idols of our hearts. It is through these circumstances that the nature of our hearts are exposed. That we are people, by nature, lovers of ourselves instead lovers of God. And that we place ourselves at the center of our lives. And in God's holy sight, this love deserves death. Death, because the wages of a sinful heart is death. David's emotional suffering was real. Totoo po yun. But David was not ultimately forsaken by God. And the proof that God did not ultimately forsake David is because he promised that he will have an heir. Tagapagmana, an heir who will be the great deliverer of all. Jesus is our great deliverer. Jesus was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. On the cross, He took up our pain and bore our shame and suffering. Jesus echoes David's lament when he said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus was the truly forsaken one. He was forsaken by God. God did forget Jesus. He hid his face from him. Jesus did not suffer the abandonment of God. Didn't just suffer the abandonment of God, but he also experienced the wrathful punishment of God. Jesus was abandoned by God for you and for me. Listen, God's love restores life to us as we turn from our sins and trust Christ's finished work on the cross. Because the beauty of this, friends, Jesus did not remain on the cross when he died. He, on the third day, has risen from the dead. This is where the hope of all Christians have. We do not have a dead Jesus. We have a resurrected, ascended Jesus that one day he will come for those suffering saints. Na kung saan mawawala na lahat ng ating paghihirap pagdating niya. This is where our hopes are founded. Friends, rest in God's unfailing love. If you do not have this Jesus, I urge you, friends, repent from your sins. Repent from your sins of self-love. Repent from your sins of rebelliousness and turn to God. Trust in Christ's finished work on the cross for your salvation. Friends, listen, Jesus died to bring you to God. And if you are going through intense suffering right now, and you are a child of God, anak ka ng Diyos, God is near. He is so near that He is in the midst of your suffering right now. Pastor, hindi ko maramdaman. Well, don't trust your feelings. Trust the truth of God's Word. That He said He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. In those hard times, He is there. When those times that you are weeping on your pillows, He is there. When injustices na nangyari sa inyo, He is there. The great comforter, the great deliverer is there. In verse 6, David commits to sing to the Lord. Bakit? Because this God is so good to him. Friends, how has God been good to you? I'll give you some reasons how God is good to you. He gave you life. He gave you breath. He gave you eternal life. Shouldn't we live our lives in joyous trust in the Lord in the midst of our suffering? To conclude our time together, sa simula ay takot si David na makalimutan ng Panginoon ang pag-ibig niya sa kanya. Ngunit sa huli ay ipinaalala ng Panginoon ang kanyang pag-ibig kay David. Mahal kita. Sa pasimula kanina, si David ay nagdadalamhati sa kanyang puso. Sa huli, ang puso naman niya ay punong-puno ng kagalakan para sa kaligtasan na taglay na gumumula sa Panginoon. Sa simula ay natatakot si David na baka talunin siya ng kaaway. Ngunit sa huli, sa kabutihan ng Panginoon, tinalo niya lahat ng kanyang mga kaaway. When Christ died on that cross, was buried, and on the third day has risen from the dead, He defeated all of Satan's forces. He defeated sin. He defeated death. Friends, remember that though we are deep in our sufferings right now, we can be confident that God is in the midst of it. And since God is in the midst of our sufferings, we must trust and rejoice in Him. Tayo po'y manalangin.